You are not a worker, or for all the good that is left. I have had nuclear weapons pointed at me from both sides, for no reason other than the cranky small minds of adult infants. I now live in a place where such little man used to say that a learned servant is a no-good servant, and where I came from, religion was used to control uneducated minds and even destroy thinkers. It is no coincidence that the publication date of De Revolutionibus Orbium Coelestium is the same year as Copernicus's death. But enough of this. Enough of the Dark Age. Wovon man nicht sprechen kann, darüber muss man schweigen. Mistakes belong to a past we leave behind. Their unclear nature is their error. Yet the future beacons us. A brighter future awaits a wiser humanity. One that learns from silence and rises above the limitations of the past. And so we now put an end. An end to the Dark Age. No more fake education. No more ineffective schooling. No more pretending to learn so that you get good grades. We put an end to the Dark Age. I know that starts are weird. So if you do care for a flag, use the Pioneer 10 plaque, and the pulsar map makes for a fine piece of jewelry. It's a small step towards a greater start. You live in an age when Jill Tarter herself has asked you to think of yourself as an earthling. This text simply asks that you see yourself as a creature of the stars first, and a human a close second. We have to put an end to the mistakes of the past. We're making a break. It's a new start, so that you can stop repeating the mistakes of the small-minded man. Even this early on, you already have a duty to the stars. You have to learn about them, understand them. Astronomers are some of the sweetest lovers of science, and they call things what they are, precisely for you. But you do hold a greater duty to humanity, at least for now. You are charged with growing up. Growing up all the way. All the way until you stand as nothing less than a great being. You don't need the flag or the pulsar beads or whatnot. That is just for the transition into the future. That is just for the child in you. You don't even need leaders. You and everyone else just needs knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. There is a culture that comes along with it, the culture of greatness, and that does keep the world safe. You have to think and evaluate and, yes, judge. But you also have to resist fear, dispel doubt, and use your mind against disbelief. Really have to use it out on starry night. There is a great scientific tradition that has somewhat faded. It's important that you find your way to it. You are a generation that will see the end of aging.
You are even likely to experience the very next step, a step so shocking that it makes this poem into a work of science fiction.
How your biological body, though powerful at renewal and magnificent, will eventually face one kind of trouble or another, and decades of augmentation will slowly and eventually help you transform into the best of both worlds. A humanity that has no trouble with setting off for distant worlds, time dilation or not. The cure for aging is not just about dying. It's about the future. You have to think about it. The sooner the better. It's not as science fiction as it sounds. You can talk to machines now. Thinking of yourself as a worker or a soldier, or even disadvantaged in some way, has ended. Maybe this year, maybe last year, but it's over. That kind of thought in the age of AI is downright unhealthy. The AI does not belong to elites. It's an open source program that you can install on an old computer. It works fine enough. For the Dark Ages to end, you have to put yourself in the context of the future, in the context of the stars. Hence the Pioneer 10 artwork, especially those pulsars. A map that leads home. Do not disagree with me. Do not disturb me. Pack for the Triple Crown, as that is your real graduation. The Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide Trails. That is where your journey into the stars begins. It's not going to be easy, no. You're not going to be able to cheat your way through the test. Every step will have to be honest. It is very important that you bring all your narrated books, astrophysics, science, adventure, and philosophy first. The age of artificial intelligence finally ends the Dark Ages. This is something that should embarrass you, because the small-minded man couldn't stop themselves in the infancy of their mind. It will take a machine to serve as the teacher that will really teach you and explain everything without judgment, without punishment of bad grades that make you think you're stupid. It now takes a machine, because great teachers were nowhere to be found. Everyone was pretending on both sides. Ergo, you are no longer allowed to cram or memorize to pass the tests for a good GPA. You are not even allowed to aim for a career with a path peppered by believers. But a fool is born every minute. Where these fools count on your fallacy of sunk cost to drag you into a lifetime of interest payments. That's not allowed anymore. Face it, passing a test without full comprehension of the subject makes you a liar. It makes your teacher a liar. It makes the principal a fool. That is not who you are. You are meant to be learning for real.
with every lesson adding to your existing body of knowledge, perfectly integrating and bringing you more and more enlightenment.
Who are you cheating by pretending to learn, by cramming for tests, by waiting for graduation, by waiting to move on with your life? That is not how that works. That is how humanity is held back. That's how you participate in the chain that yanks it back. In this brave new age, with greatness comes authenticity. And that is your new start. No more lies. Use the time that great adventures open for you as your time for greater, more authentic education. Use narrated books and artificial intelligence as your teachers. Once you complete your first trails, the Triple Crown, and graduate, be ready to learn programming and build companies entirely staffed by artificial intelligence. Companies today are waking up to this new reality. A lot of them are ran by AI without you knowing. This is the new Wild Wild West and the Great Equalizer, where one person and a team of AI can compete against giants. That's your challenge now. That's your career and your future. Please, please understand that there is a very good chance, an overwhelmingly good chance, that you are not going to get old. Your end may never come. Start learning for real now. Reject the make-believe education and resulting rat race. Take a piece of paper and begin mapping out the departments and workflows for your first digital company. That's all it takes. That's your first bright step forward. Start practicing hiking and camping as well. The crossing of the Triple Crown is a 2-year adventure, an adventure you will always return to. As you age, you will be able to find your youthful energy there, echoes of your younger self. The trails are important for our development. Your first Triple Crown is just a beginning. Your greatness is just a start, but a start that now is truly worthy of you. Solstet in medio. You must carry on the tradition of blazing the trails and having no fear. Cognosce naturam in silvis montibusque, et scientiam perquiremus, studium numquam exanguis, in scientia veritas, stella nos ducit per tenebras, viam inveniemus, ubi spes et ratio coninguntur. Vos, juvens, scientia vestra est potentias. Vobis terra nova aprietur, ubi lux renovabitur. Know nature, in the woods, in the mountains. Let us eagerly seek knowledge, never ceasing our pursuit. In knowledge, there is truth, a star guiding us through the darkness. We will find a way where hope and reason converge. You, the youth, your knowledge is your power. For you, a new earth will be opened where light will be renewed.